Show talking about what Microsofties are talking about. I am Laura Foy.
Max Zuckerman.
And first order of business, we had a trivia contest last week.
Trivia.
Trivia, a lot of people wrote in, a lot of people got it wrong.
Let's actually give them the answers right now.
Go for it.
First question we had was the Windows 7 boot sequence animated. Can you customize it?
The answer is false. No, you cannot.
Number two.
Yes.
There was a yacht that we talked about. Actually, we didn't talk about the yacht, but we said, will you be able to get a Microsoft Surface on a special yacht that's coming out in June? What's the answer?
The answer is true. Yes, you can. And how much does it cost, Max?
The yacht?
Yes.
More than I've got.
That's right. The answer is, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Oh, well, I can't afford it then, I guess. Number three, Xbox Live Gold paid subscriptions. How many people are on that? We said about a quarter of the people are paying to use Xbox Live. Is that true or false?
You tried to trick him, Max. The answer is false.
Oh.
More than half are paying to play on Xbox Live, so join the party.
Thanks to everyone that wrote in. Some of you were right, some of you were wrong, but the ones that were right are going to get the warm, fuzzy presents.
First thing this week that Microsofties are talking about, in fact, the world is talking about, did you, countless and countless amounts of headlines saying, no iPods allowed in the Gates home. Did you catch these? I mean, it's
I
on 30
that,
or
yes.
40 websites. No, this is the headline that's drawing attention.
But it's just based on an article
from a magazine I do like to read, ladies and gentlemen. Well, first of all, let's talk about what the headline is talking about. No iPods in the Gates home. How do you feel about this?
I feel like that's okay by me. I mean, I'm not saying that you should necessarily outlaw it, but I do understand this guy, you know, he kind of started the whole Microsoft thing, Mr. Gates.
Something.
And we do have a very competing product, the Zune. Mm-hmm. I like the Zune, and I actually think it's better than the iPod.
I know you do, but...
No, wait, can I say one thing? I have never owned an iPod, ever, even before I started at Microsoft. So this is not me as Microsoft Max saying, iPods are bad. I don't think iPods are bad. I just like the Zune better. You're probably going to flame me about this. I don't care. This is my opinion.
Okay, but back to the iPods in the Gates house. Here are my thoughts on it. You know, like you said, we have the Zune.
Yes.
And when growing up, if I said, Mom, I want to put on a New York Giants jersey, like, I don't, go Jets all the way. But she would not let me wear the opposing team's jersey. And darn it, she was right. You got to have some sort of family pride.
Loyalty.
And if Bill Gates does it, or Melinda Gates doesn't want to buy their kids an iPod. You know, all right, well, let's,
I will let Melinda know. However, I will say this. That was maybe this much of the article,
mm-hmm.
whereas there were like four or five pages all about their philanthropic endeavors. It's amazing,
exactly.
Actually, what this woman has done, and I didn't know more than half of the stuff in that article.
You know, that was sort
it's
of one of the points I wanted to make. It's like the article in Vogue magazine is actually about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and
right.
all the good work they've done and the millions of lives they've saved.
Literally millions. Like, this is not an exaggeration. Millions.
And how they're investing their money and how they decide, you know, which charities to donate to. And curing hunger and malaria and the projects they're working
right.
on. This is what the article's about. As you said, one sentence yeah. dedicated to
and
the iPod.
And that's what gets picked up by everyone.
Come on,
focus on what's important.
There you have it.
Do me that favor? Yeah.
You can actually go to Vogue.com and get the bulk of the article.
Uh-huh.
Read it. They're doing great work. Or you can actually go out and buy Vogue magazine.
Three times.
And read the entire article because, as you said, it's very educational, very interesting. They're doing great work. And I'm proud of them.
Laura, what else is going on in Microsoft Land?
Well, Microsoft Land, lots of things. This week, people are talking about the demo conference. Happened. We didn't go, but Sarah
Perez... Wait, what is the demo conference?
It is basically the launch pad for emerging technology. It's been going on for 19 years. All these companies come, show off all these really awesome, innovative new products, applications, software... demos.
So hit me with the best demo that you saw there, or something that you thought was cool.
Well, I didn't
What's
go, but Sarah Perez did report back. There's a ton of stuff. One of them that I found personally the most interesting,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I love Twitter. I'm not going to do this every week, I swear, but I do love Twitter. And I love Facebook, and I love Flickr, and I love FriendFeed. All of them. And you know what this new product called Sobeys does?
I have a feeling it has something to do with social networking.
No, it trains you how to feed horses, actually. It's awesome.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, no.
I'm deathly afraid of horses.
It is a social network desktop application. You know, sort of like TweetDeck, but it actually incorporates Facebook as well, which is something that a lot
so
of the other...
So it's Twitter and Facebook, or does it have the others?
It's got YouTube, it's got FriendFeed, it's got Flickr,
yes.
all of them into one. There, it sits on your desktop, and it's sort of, I can look up a
right.
You're getting bored already, but hold
on. I'm not,
on.
But you,
hold on,
you know,
I'm trying to think, what's it based on?
You know, what's it coded on? And I'm starting to think it's based on .NET, because
it
I
is.
Went to their website, and they say that you have to have the latest version of .NET 3.5 SP1.
Yes.
They must be doing some pretty sophisticated things if they're...
And it's a WPF.
Is it really
Windows
presentation package?
Yes, and it was actually sort of grown in our labs in Microsoft Research. Here, it was here for 4 years before it went out and actually became, but like, the brainchild.
I did not know that. I'll admit that.
Anyway, one of the other, the coolest that I think feature about Sobeys is you can have a news feed, a direct news feed, where I type in Microsoft.
Microsoft.
And it will pull all of the videos, all of the tweets, all of the
friend feeds,
all of my Facebook, friend activities.
Activities.
In one clear, very pretty box on my desktop, giving me all that information all at once.
You heard it here first, folks. If you want to make an application Laura uses, it has to be pretty.
Pretty! And have Twitter. All right, Max.
Yes?
What else are Microsofties talking about this week?
You know what? This is not just Microsofties. This is something that actually hit everyone all over the world in a big way. Office Labs released a video, Microsoft, the world, etc., as they see it in 2019. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, 2019, that's far away. That's a long
time. It's really not.
It's just a decade.
We're getting old. But what happens in the year 2019, according to Office Labs?
I thought it was really cool. They show a lot of interaction with Surface-type devices all over.
Let's
roll the clip. Coolest thing about that, in my opinion.
Bring it.
Surface devices everywhere.
Everywhere.
On the walls, it's all glass-based, you got it in your hands, you're flipping around. Some people might say, this is ridiculous. How are we actually going to do this?
Right, this is just a crazy dream that
it's
would never
It's not
happen.
Just a crazy dream. That's the cool thing. I talked to some members of the team. Everything you see there is either already being developed at Microsoft Research or by a third party, and most of it has already been prototyped, at least in some format.
What about the interactive newspaper that's all being worked on?
It can really happen. And you look at that. Here's the thing. They said, you know, we didn't really want to have something in there like teleportation.
Or jetpacks.
Jetpacks? That could happen. I saw a guy with a jetpack on the wall.
Larry Larson is maybe the first.
All the stuff there really is... potential, and it's cool. I mean, think about how organic LEDs are coming to fruition. Mm-hmm. You can have bendable displays.
Yep.
You've got all the Windows mobile devices. You know, hopefully the next version will have something cool that can do something like that. But this Office Lab scene, this is just a look towards the future stuff.
I think it's our job to get in there and talk to those teams and bring it to the Ping audience.
Well, here's what I want to know.
Oh.
Everyone that saw this video just now, before, whatever, I want to know what your favorite stuff in that video was. And I will really take this over to the team and say, hey, this is what Niners are saying. The coolest thing is, let's concentrate on this. Maybe. Maybe not. So, your ideas, either comment on this post or ping at
Microsoft.com. Microsoft.com.
Where were you on that one? And that is all we've got for this week's show.
Almost. We're almost done. I've got a little bit of housekeeping to do.
Oh, housekeeping. Roll it.
Housekeeping.
Go with it.
Just a couple mentions here. If you feel that your Windows Live suggestions are not being taken to heart and no one's listening, they're falling on deaf ears, Kent Compton has created an email address called livewish@microsoft.com, and he's actually a Microsoft employee. He's not just some guy out in the world. Anyway, livewish@microsoft.com, where they will directly listen to your comments, suggestion, and feedback, similar to we do at
ping@microsoft.com.
And, you know, we like to give stuff away, Max.
I have a question for everyone.
Okay, but where did this question come from?
This actually happened to me when I was first interviewed at Microsoft and many other places. This is a common question for interviewees. I don't know if it's still happening today or not, but I'm curious.
It's sort of like Microsoft urban legend at this point. Everybody
You're
knows
for
about
for the question?
It.
This is big. Why are manhole covers round?
It's a good question.
It's a good question.
They're going to tell us.
I want to know your most creative answers. Sure, there's a right or a wrong answer. Usually there is. But I want to know the creative answers, because if you do send us a creative answer, you may get a
prize! Lots of them! Prizes! But not hugs.
No hugs.
Because we don't do that. We're cool.
Anyway, thanks for watching the show once again. And
with that,
take it out!
The related search topics. I want to do a search for Tina real quick, and then
you're gonna do it here.
Yeah.
With Kumo.
Am I not allowed to do that?
No.
Not going to do that. Totally not. That would be leaking inside information.
I love it. Stefan would freak. He's going to be like, I told
Let's
you.
Let's show the world what it looks like. No. All right. Trying to hook up my audience.